For our In the Trenches segment, I'm excited to welcome Chloe Gibson, who works for the Whitney Owens Agency in Little Rock, Arkansas. Now, Chloe averages about 24 to 25 apps per month. So, Chloe, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
So, Chloe, my first question is always, so how do you do it? How do you maintain, 24 or 25 apps per month?
I think the best way to explain what I do personally is I take advantage of every opportunity. So anyone that I see that, whether they have just their home or just their auto, or if they have home and auto, but they don't have any life insurance or health insurance. And then when we were doing vehicle loans, the same thing there, I would take advantage of that opportunity by asking them where they currently have that and move forward from there. I should say that I'm a sort of a hybrid. So what I do is I'm inside sales. I do mostly service work. That's my day-to-day goal is service work. And then I make my sales from the people that I talk to throughout the day that I'm helping service in our book of business.
Got it. So I tell you what, role play with me real quick. Let's suppose I'm one of your customers and I've got home and auto with you guys and you've been helping me, and then just sort of take me, where would you go from there?
Okay. If let's say I was helping you with your claim and I was just checking up and making sure everything was getting taken care of, and it has been. So I've done all of that. And I say, okay, do you have any other questions for me? Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, I really appreciate you helping on the claim. That was great.
Okay, great. Well, I'm looking at your account and I don't see that you have any life insurance here with us. Where's your permanent life insurance outside of what you might have with work?
Work's all I have.
Oh, well, that is an amazing start. I really want to congratulate you for taking advantage of what they offer you at work. But usually with what you have at work, it is something that's either not going to fit your true need or something that you can't take with you when you leave your job. And with everything that's going on right now, that volatility could be detrimental when it comes to your insurance. I could actually get you a really great starter policy for less than $50 a month. When would be a good time for us to set up a phone interview or a Zoom appointment, or a good time for me to meet you so we could go over your current life insurance?
Got it. Let's talk tomorrow this time. Okay, very good. Hey, Chloe, that sounds great. I appreciate you sharing exactly how you pivot into that. It makes a lot of sense. My second question for you is, are there any specific habits that you've developed that allow you to maintain your level of production?
One habit that I have is making sure that I do talk to every single person. Unless I haven't solved their problem yet, I will pivot to life or health. If they already have both life and health, then I go over their true need of life insurance or look at another, like if they have a short-term disability, I look at a hospital income or vice versa. So the habit that I have created for myself is once I've solved that problem for someone, because that's what I do most of the day is solve the problems. Once I've solved that problem, I immediately go into how can I help them solve a problem they don't know that they have.
Ah, excellent. And so you're just making sure you do that on every single customer you talk to.
Yes.
Excellent. Love it. Way to go. I love the consistency. Chloe, my third question is, are there any specific tools that you use that helps you maintain your level of production?
Yes. So all of us have Outlook. One thing that I do is because I'm so heavily focused on service, I don't always get to my sales task. I know a lot of salespeople have the opposite problem where they will be, if they have high production, they'll be doing so much production, they may not get to those actual ECRM tasks. So what I do is I've utilized the tasks in Outlook because they pop up on my computer, they're hard to miss, and I can set them for specific times. So in that conversation, in that role play we just had, if you said, okay, just give me a call this time tomorrow, then I would immediately, even while I'm on the phone with you or after we hang up, I would go into my Outlook, create a task for 10 a.m. on tomorrow, put your name in there, and then put the details of the conversation we had in ECRM. That way I have something popping up in my face reminding me, oh, I need to call Mr. Whitley tomorrow at 10 a.m., but then I have my my actual task in ECRM. So my team knows that if I miss him and he calls back, why he's calling back, but also so I know the details of the conversation we had.
Got it. Excellent. So it sounds like you've really moved electronic. You're not keeping a lot of notes on paper. Everything's in your computer.
Pretty much, yes. Most of what I use paper for is appointments. So I use paper for referrals. I use paper for when I'm having the live conversation with someone in person. But that's most of what I use it for. Now, when I'm on a call and someone's giving me details, like if I'm asking them questions to kind of, you know, we kind of ask those polling questions to see, would this person qualify for a short-term disability? Does this person have children? Things like that. I actually have a dry erase board that I use over to the left that I can write down all the information on. And then when I make my note in ECRM, I just pull the important information from the conversation we had and put it in that electronic task.
Very good. Hey, you mentioned you might use paper for referrals or notes when you're doing a life conversation. Let's suppose you've helped me with whatever you've helped me with, and I really appreciate your help. How would you ask for the referral? Let me hear that real quick.
So we have a script for that at Whitney's office. It basically, so we would get to the end of the conversation. I would kind of ask, you know, anything else I can help you with. And then I would say, did you enjoy the service we were able to give you today?
Yeah. You know, Chloe, you did a great job.
Thank you so much. So here's something that's really important to Whitney. So it's really important to me. This is what Whitney calls my report card. This first section here is, how you can grade me anywhere from a wow to an F. If for some reason you can't give me a wow or an A today, definitely let me know. And we want to fix that as soon as possible. This next section is really cool. It's actually my favorite part. It's where you can tell me what your favorite part of today's experience was, whether it's the drink that we offered you, the music that was playing, whatever your favorite part of today's experience was, you can write that in here. That way we can make sure we share that same great experience with you. Now, this next part is really cool, but before we get to that, what do you and your family like to do for fun? Do you like to go to the movies, a restaurant? What's your favorite restaurant?
You know, my favorite restaurant is called 301 East.
Oh, really? Is that in Little Rock?
No, that's actually in Charlotte, North Carolina. But anyway, yeah, so 301 East.
Okay, what do you like to get there?
You know, they have this thing called a chicken tortilla that my wife and I just love.
Okay, so is it just that? What all comes on it?
Oh man, it's got it's like this sort of crust with chicken and avocado and lettuce and tomatoes, and then they have some kind of sauce they put on there. Just makes it fantastic.
That sounds delicious. I love avocado, and you could put avocado on anything for me, and that would sound good. So, what's really great about the bottom portion of this report card is if you were able to give me 10 names of people like yourself and your family who I would be able to help the same way I've helped you, then I would actually, Whitney would allow me to give you a $10 gift card that you could take to 301 East and you could get that meal today. All I would need you to do is fill out this full sheet for me.
Okay, sounds good. All right. Yeah, I love that. That's fantastic. And it sounds like you guys are doing a great job with Kirk Fuquay's referral report card. He's just so brilliant at that. So way to go. All right. So thanks so much, Chloe. Now, last question. Is there anything that Whitney has done that allows you to maintain your level of production?
Yes. Outside of the tools, like you said, you know, we have Today app, and then as you mentioned, we do have all of the scripts and everything from Kirk's class. I've actually been able to attend that class as well. And then along with the resources from the Risk Advisor Institute and the classes we've been taking with Tim, she also has our office structured in such a way where everyone has their own roles. So we have the sales team and we have the service team and our office manager. And we all have our own roles and know what our goals are for each day, whether it's sales or service. We know what we're supposed to be doing every day. And when everyone works in that team, it really does make it easier to produce. When I'm doing exactly what I'm supposed to do and the sales team is doing what they're supposed to do, our structure works so well. And that's a big reason why I'm able to produce the way I am.
Oh, I love it. I remember the phrase, Let's get the right people on the bus and get the right people in the right seats. So way to go. Last question. Is there anything that I did not ask you that you'd like to share with our mastermind members?
No, I think I covered most of what I do, on a daily basis. I think one thing that I did want, to mention is that I like to go above and beyond for a sale. So what I mean by that is when I have someone who's interested or who understands the importance, just for example, life insurance, if I have someone who's interested or understands the importance, but they have the same work hours as I do, or with everything that's going on right now, they're at home with their kids and they're unable to leave, then what I do is I will get everything set. I'll get all of their information. And if for some reason emailing signatures isn't working, I will actually meet them. Mm. I know that's something that a lot of people do, but it's something that I like to do. I like to be able to go to their job or wherever I need to go to be able to provide that service, so that not only do I get the sale, but their family gets taken care of, but they don't have to take time off of work for something that is my job to take care of for them.
Got it. Oh, that's great. Love it. Chloe, I can't tell you how much I appreciate this interview. I know our mastermind members will enjoy hearing it. And so thank you so much. And if I can ever be of help to you, I hope you'll let me know.
All right. Thank you.
All right. See you now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.